Quick note before we start. Matt and I have agreed that the time has come to leave the Bird app behind, or at least to stop trying to make X the Everything app happen. So we're joining the flock over at Blue Sky at wtfjht.bsky.social. We're also on Mastodon at wtfjht at mastodon.social, and of course on Threads at wtfjht. We're still diving into these new platforms, but it's an uphill climb, learning how they work, building sustainable workflows, and figuring out the best way to engage with all of you. So we appreciate your patience as we navigate this transition and work to make these spaces as impactful and as connected as ever. Feel free to let us know how we're doing or offer suggestions. And with that, let's jump in. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, November 12th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1393. A New York judge postponed his decision on whether to dismiss Trump's 34 felony convictions for orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential election by falsifying business records. Trump has argued that his return to the White House means the verdict should be set aside because the Supreme Court granted immunity to presidents for all official acts committed while in office. Trump's attorneys asked to have the case thrown out, saying that it's necessary to avoid unconstitutional impediments to President Trump's ability to govern. Prosecutors say they need time to assess the unprecedented circumstances of a convicted felon being elected president, including whether they want to keep the verdict intact and proceed with sentencing, which is scheduled for November 26th. Justice Juan Merchan agreed to pause all proceedings until November 19th. The ruling is a win for Trump, the nation's first former president to become a felon, and the nation's first felon to become a president-elect. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court denied Mark Meadows' request to move his Georgia election interference case to federal court. Meadows and Trump are among 19 people charged by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis with taking part in a scheme to violate the state's racketeering law. Meadows' attorneys argued that the case should be moved because he was acting as a federal officer at the time, but the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals turned away Meadows' arguments, writing that the statute does not apply to former federal officers, and even if it did, the events giving rise to this criminal action were not related to Meadows' official duties. Moving on, Trump appointed Mike Waltz as his national security advisor, Mike Huckabee as ambassador to Israel, Lee Zeldin to lead the EPA, Kristi Noem as Secretary of Homeland Security, Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, and Steve Witkoff as Special Envoy to the Middle East. Waltz is known for his outspoken stance against China and has previously supported prolonged U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. Huckabee is a strong supporter of Israel and has publicly condemned Hamas as incapable of honorable negotiation. Zeldin opposed Biden's 2022 climate law, while Rubio, a prominent foreign policy hawk, has advocated for strict policies against China, Iran, Venezuela, and Cuba. Noem has faced scrutiny for recounting in a memoir that she once shot a family dog. Meanwhile, Trump's team is weighing a draft executive order to create a warrior board of retired officers to review and remove 3- and 4-star generals based on leadership capability. If approved by Trump, the board would bypass traditional Pentagon review processes, allowing faster dismissals based on classifications such as lacking in requisite leadership qualities, strategic readiness, and commitment to military excellence, but it doesn't include specific criteria. Critics warn this could politicize the military even further, including by pressuring officers to align with administration views, given Trump's previous promises to fire what he calls woke generals. Meanwhile, Democrat Ruben Gallego defeated Republican Kari Lake in Arizona's U.S. Senate race. Gallego will become Arizona's first Latino senator, replacing Kyrsten Sinema, who left the Democratic Party in 2022 and opted not to run for re-election. When Sinema won in 2018, she was the first Democrat from Arizona elected to the Senate in 30 years. And finally, Justice Samuel Alito intends to remain on the Supreme Court, dismissing speculation that he might step down to allow Trump to appoint a younger conservative successor. With a conservative 6-3 majority, some Republicans had hoped that Alito, who is 74 years old, or Justice Clarence Thomas, who is 76, would retire, allowing them to secure long-term conservative influence. However, a person close to Alito said, despite what some people may think, this is a man who has never thought about this job from a political perspective. The idea that he's going to retire for political considerations is not consistent with who he is. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who is 70 and the court's most senior liberal, also says she has no plans to retire, despite calls from some Democrats to consider stepping down while Democrats still control the White House. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.